This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A six-year-old boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the six-year-old's bus riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a seven-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com. For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20 plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
This is from the old school, new school.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. We come into you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'm sure if you are a listener to RBN, you'll notice that the format has changed a little bit, so we came to you about 6 minutes into the hour, and we will be taking breaks at different times, probably a little more often than we than what we used to. So, having said that, today, ladies and gentlemen, well, let me give you the website, www.republicbroadcasting.org. Give it to your friends. Tell them to tune in. And our phone number is 800-313-9443. We will be talking about Egypt again, because it's extremely important what is going on in Egypt. It's extremely important that we all understand. I can tell you one thing. Many people around the world don't understand what is going on in Egypt. Even Egyptians themselves don't know what's going on in Egypt. What has happened in the last year is Egypt was forced to get rid of its president, Mubarak. And President Mohamed Morsi was elected, and he was elected for true. Well, at least according to the United States, according to the United Nations, and according to many, many world and international observers, individuals, and organizations. They all were there. They all were there to make sure that no play or no foul play will take place in the election. And Morsi was elected. A month ago, the army, through a military coup, got rid of Morsi. They removed him. Egyptians went down to the streets to oppose what took place, to oppose the army. But also, on the other hand, Egyptians also went down to the streets to remove Morsi, the Egyptian president. Now, as we have covered last week, why we think Morsi was removed, because Morsi was the only one that can remove, or that can be elected a year ago to the presidency of Egypt in order to remove the old regime as the plan for the Middle East, the so-called Arab Spring, is the removal of all these regimes and destroying all these countries and dividing those countries. You know, we've talked about the plan for the destruction of the Arab countries by Israel. Now, many people don't understand what we're talking about. Many people don't understand when we say this is a plan that Israel has developed, American Zionists have developed, and the United States is implementing it. You know, we've talked about the Zionist plan for the Middle East that was written back in 1982. We're not going to bore you again with it. We've talked about the Clean Break document that was written by many Jewish American Zionist leaders like Paul Wolfowitz, Richard Perle, Douglas Feith, and many others, in which that document clearly stated that the removal of Saddam Hussein was an Israeli objective in its own right. And it clearly have talked about the new Middle East, and it clearly have talked about rolling back Syria. It clearly have described the in details, in more details, of how they are going to implement the plan that was published back in 1982, which was to actually destroy the Arab world and destroy the Arab countries. Then came the year 2000 with another document called Project for American Century, for the New American Century. It was also written by these same people, Paul Wolfowitz, Richard Perle, Douglas Feith, and others, and signed on by people like Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney. The year 2000 came with the election of George Bush, George W. Bush. All of these people that we have talked about who have designed the 1996 Clean Break document and who have implemented it in the Project for the New American Century, which also known as the Bush Doctrine, which is the preemptive strikes against countries if we think, they think, or they are thinking about harming us. And that was the legal stage that the United States have used to go and attack Iraq. Now, who was in the first American, the first George Bush administration? Rumsfeld, Cheney, and the same people who wrote these documents and planned what to do with the Middle East. Now, we got rid of Saddam, we, the United States. See, the one who designed this is Israel, but the one who is implementing this is the United States. Why? Very simple. My audience here is a very educated one, and you know about the Israel lobby. You know about the influence that these Zionists have on our political system. That's why. And it is the decision of the president and the Congress in cooperation with the media that is also influenced by these same people. Now, what does all this have to do with Egypt? Well, after the break, we are going to tell you what this has to do with Egypt, because this is exactly, we are in the middle or maybe the final stages of the implementation of the plan for the Zionist plan for the Middle East, the activation of the clean break document and the implementation of the project for the new American century designed by the same people. When we come back, we will go back to Egypt and see exactly what is going on in Egypt and why 72 people have died yesterday.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you would like to be part of the program. Well, we have Frank from West Virginia on line one. Frank, you're up.
Good afternoon, Dr. Twally. How are you?
Doctor.
Doing good.
Yes. Well, it seems to be SOS. Everything in the Arab world has been flipped upside down again. They're, well, killing a lot of people in Egypt. Syria just went over 100,000. They shut the tunnels going into Gaza, Stan. Lebanon's on the brink of collapse, I'm assuming.
Good. Good. So you got. And, so you,
but it's positive.
You got the pictures, Frank.
Well,
you got the picture.
Positive. Yeah, we've thrown six monkeys, or excuse me, Muslims last night in Yemen. Yeah, but what's positive in the air?
Listen, Frank. Listen. You have some idiots on the line with you, and I'm not going to put up with that. Muslims are not monkeys. Get them out. So when you have idiots with you on the line without telling us, we're not going to allow you. So you need, when you call, we will put you on, but you need to control the idiots that you have with you on the line. So, you know, I heard him when he said that he's saying we shot as the Americans, which is true. It was the Americans who shot six monkeys, and then he said Muslims. No, shame on you, Frank, for having people like that on the line. Okay, if you do that one more time, Frank, if you have other people with you and you don't tell us who they are, and if you cannot control their mics, you're not going to be on. That's your final warning. Okay, so let's go back into what is happening in Egypt. You know, he got it right. You know, when he said about what's going on in Syria, what's going on in, listen, what's going on everywhere. What's going on everywhere. What's going on in Iraq? Iraq's still boiling. Iraq's still, people still dying in Iraq. Now tell me that was not an American war. Tell me that was not an American war for Israel. Tell me that in the plan, in the clean break plan, tell me that they did not say the removal of Saddam Hussein is an Israeli objective in its own right. Tell me it's not. Because it is. Because we went and destroyed Iraq on false information, lies. Don't tell me that we, many of the hosts on RBN at that time, my television program, the alternate media, before we even, the United States even went and fired one shot into Iraq, we were saying, it's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie. There are no weapons of mass destruction. Iraq lost 500,000 children due to malnutrition and lack of medicine. And Iraq did not have any of these weapons of mass destruction that the media, the talking heads in the media were talking about. Our politicians, our lying politicians, the people that we elected to represent us, they lied to us. They took us to a war, killed many Americans, wasted $3 trillion on a war that we did not have anything to do with it, destroyed our economy. For who? Who benefited out of the war on Iraq? Who? Was it the United States? Who lost the people? Who lost many, many good men and women? Thousands. Tens of thousands of Americans are maimed for life. For what? For what, Mr. Frank? You and your idiots. For what? It is to implement the start of the implementation of the clean break document. Strategy for securing the realm. Go read it. Read who wrote it. Pay attention to the names. Most of them, you know them from the George W. Bush administration. Go see it. We're not telling you an opinion here. We are giving you facts. We are giving you names. We are giving you documents. Go see how many people died in Iraq. Go see who started all the trouble in the Arab countries. The Arab Spring, the so-called Arab Spring. You remember that 2 years ago, 3 years ago? You remember that? You remember what happened in Tunisia? You remember what happened in Yemen? You remember what happened in Egypt? You remember what happened in Libya? You remember what is happening in Syria and what is happening all over the Arab world? Do you still remember? Where is the Arab Spring? Where is democracy? Where is freedom that those people received? they did not receive anything. They only received death and destruction and chaos and hatred, where a brother is hating on his own brother. That is exactly what is going on in Egypt now. Just like what they have done with the Palestinians when they created the animosity between Fatah and Hamas. When they created the hatred within the Syrian people. When they created the hatred within the Iraqi people. Go read the 1982 Strategy for Israel in the 1980s. Also known, the generic name for it is Israel's plan, or the Zionist plan for the Middle East. Go read when they said that we're going to destroy this country by playing 1, 2, 3. These are the factors. These are the factors, the fault lines that these societies are built on. Sunni and Shiites, Kurds and Arabs in Iraq. That is exactly what is going on now. They wrote that back in 1982. Yes, they do have the money. Yes, they do have the media. And they can affect what is going on the ground. Just like the media took the majority of the Arab, of the American people to agree to George W. Bush's war on Iraq, the media also have taken the Arab people out to the streets, thinking they are going to get democracy, thinking that they are going to be, they're going to remove these old dictatorial shaped regimes. It is not. We have warned against that from the beginning, that this is no spring. What is happening in the Middle East, it is no spring, it is not revolutions, it is chaos. Look what is happening in Libya. Chaos. Now, who went and destroyed Libya? It wasn't the people of Libya. It was the United States of America and NATO war fighters. That's who destroyed. To get Gaddafi, they have killed over 20,000 people in the surrounding areas, in the neighborhoods of where Al-Azizia compound, where they thought Gaddafi was in, he was not. They destroyed 20,000, bombed the hell out of 20,000 people in Tripoli. You want to tell me all these people who are dying, it's not a benefit for Israel? It's not a benefit for Israel to have all these people in all these Arab countries at each other's throats? The latest is Egypt. 72 died Friday. 72. We did not hear a cry from any of the government. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. For those of you who hear our program for the first time, and I'm going to give the phone number again because we are a little more than halfway through the program, and if you are thinking about calling, you better start dialing 800-313-9443. You know, I should thank Frank from West Virginia. Well, he's not from West Virginia, but he says he's from West Virginia. But I think he's from Alabama somewhere. I should thank him because he really he brings the best of me. And when he brings the best of me, you get the best performance and the best information in the best way possible. Now, for those of you, for the benefit of those of you who did not hear the story about Egypt, Egypt elected Morsi about a year ago. At that time, the United States, or Israel, in its proxy war and its proxy war against Egypt, have used the United States to actually pressure and make sure and spend the money on making sure that Morsi is elected, because Morsi was the only one at that time, the only candidate, well, two of them. One is Ahmed Shafiq, who was the former prime minister of Mubarak. And if he was elected, he would have been, the regime would have stayed and remained the same.
and Morsi, who is with the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, the Muslim Brotherhood has been in opposition to the United States and to Israel for the last 89 years. But he's the only one that can remove the regime. So they helped him to get remove the regime. But as soon as he became president, they went ahead with the plan to remove him. They spent millions of dollars on political parties, on the media, and they have stopped everything that Morsi was trying to do so he can fail. And then they got the army to actually conduct a military coup to remove him. That's what happened. Well, people went out to the streets, people who were supporting Morsi and people who were against him. The army did something a few days ago which no army has ever done. Number one, the secretary of the armed forces, who is also the chief of staff of the armed forces, he asked people to go out in the streets to give him mandate to fight terrorism. See, it's the same formula we have used on our people here, that we are going to go there to fight terrorism, that our war is with terrorism, and we don't know who the heck the terrorists are yet. Yet, no one can define what terrorism. Now, I'll tell you what. We do have many groups that popped up after we went to Iraq than it was ever there. But fighting terrorism, it's something that had worked for the United States, and the chief of the army. Now remember, there is a president. There is a president in Egypt, but this army secretary or the armed forces president, leader, let's not call him a president, commander, he has went to the public to give him mandate to fight terrorists. And they went, of course, because, you know, fighting terrorists, everybody wants to fight terrorists. But who are the terrorists? Well, they ended up killing. The day they went out on the streets, some, because remember, you have like the country is split in half. You have one half supporting the coup against the, just like we have Republicans and Democrats. So people lined up according to their party lines. So one party went with what the army chief wanted, even though there is a president, and even though the army chief, he works for the president, but he, and we're not talking about Morsi, you know, he removed Morsi already, but Egypt has an interim president who's just sitting there looking pretty. But how could this military guy ask for a mandate to fight terrorists? And it's half of the people. 72 people died in Egypt on Friday morning. These people are expressing their political opinion. They are supporting a political party. Now, this is against democratic principles that we believe in. But yet the United States is not saying a word about it. Let's go to Sherry in Kansas on line two. Sherry.
Hi, Hashem. I enjoy your perspective on things. I have two questions. One, I've heard something about that Morsi was trying to get the military to go in on the side of the what they're calling the Syrian rebels. Is there any truth to that, do you know?
No, that is a lie. There is nothing to actually prove that. The Muslim Brotherhood, politically, they are on the side of not the Syrian government, but the rebels in that country. This thing about, and I've heard, this is not the first time I've heard this, it's not that easy. the president does not have that kind of power in Egypt to actually have the have war with Syria, with the regime in Syria. He does not have that power even if he wanted to.
Okay.
So that is a lie. Now, was his political views with the rebels against the government? That I can tell you, yes, it was.
Okay. You know, there's different organizations that rate Congress according to how they vote. Like there's a conservative, there's different things that say, oh, well, we think these members are conservative according
right.
to their votes. Is there any organization that rates Congress as far as saying their votes that you know of, that their votes are more in support of Israel than what is good
definitely.
For the country?
Oh, my goodness, yes, definitely. There are many, many, many organizations that keep track of that.
Who would you recommend?
Well, you have the AAI, the Arab American Institute. You have the ADC, the Arab American Committee for Anti-Discrimination Committee, the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee, and you have many other organizations that actually keep track of that. All you got to do is just like do a search. I mean, those two organizations that first came to my mind, but there are many actually. I mean, these are Arab Americans, but there are even Jewish American organizations who don't like what's going on in. You have the J Street, for instance, is one of those organizations. That's what it's called, J Street. And there are like the American Free Press. You can.
I get the American Free Press. So,
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Organization, but there are if you do a search on these organizations, you will see it. And also, you know, but you really don't need to go that far. All you have to do is anytime there is an issue about Israel, you will see like 97 or 98 senators agreeing to it. And you will see out of like 539 congressmen, you will see like 480 agreeing to it. Now, you will never have those kind of votes when it's a domestic issue. If it's healthcare, if it's social security, if it's anything that has to do with domestic issues, you're not going to find that. But when it comes to Israel, you will see those numbers, like 98 senators. How can you get 98 senators out of 100 to actually agree on something? Well, if it's for Israel, they are pressured. And on my television program, by the way, I have interviewed many congressmen, former congressmen, of course, who will tell you, the Zionist will come to you and say, look, we don't care how you vote when it comes to domestic issues, but if you want us to help you financially, you better vote on our side when it comes to Israel. Thank you, Sherry, for the call. Great call. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, if you like the show, then write down the website and join us here every Sunday at 2 o'clock Central Time. www.republicbroadcasting.org. And if you're listening to us on the internet, you might want to call your local stations and tell them to broadcast the show or any shows on RBN. But you do want to stress the 2 o'clock Sunday Central Time show, Current Issues, because that's mine. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, where we bring you the facts, the truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us God. Everything we say to you here, we can prove with documents, with names, with events. And if anyone wants to challenge us, bring it on. Bring it on. But do your research first. Because I do like, you know, I don't want everyone who calls to agree with me. I don't want that. That's kind of boring. I want people who will challenge. Because only through challenges you're going to
get the message, the right message, to people. When people challenge your thoughts, by challenging you, you will be able to answer many of the questions if they did not understand exactly what you said. Anyway, 72 people died on Friday. They were not armed. They were not terrorists. The army got a mandate to kill its own people. These millions of people in the streets of Egypt cannot be all terrorists. So the mandate that the army got, and plus the army is in control. Wow. That is a huge advancement. You know, we thought the Mubarak regime was a dictatorial regime, totalitarian regime. Now we go from dictatorial, totalitarian, to martial law. Since when an army needs a mandate from the people to protect the country from terrorists? And where are those terrorists? Where are they? You know, normally terrorist is not like a woman dressed in hijab going out on the street to voice her opinion. That's not a terrorist. That is a citizen going out into the streets to voice their opinion. 72 people died. 72 people died. And now the army, because you see, people are still out on the streets. Even though millions of people are still out on the streets, even though they know that they could be the next victim. They could be the next person to get a bullet in his head. They know that, but they're still out there on the streets. The media is trying to say that, oh, well, they have guns. They have BB guns. And they had showed a couple of pictures of people who actually have BB guns. Like one or two. And you never know where these pictures came from. And you never know if these were even true pictures. But the majority of people, the ones who died yesterday, did not have guns. Now the government is studying ways to get those people off the streets forcefully. It's going to be a massacre. The next few days, you will see a massacre on the streets of Egypt if things don't change. If the army, who decided to take the sides of one political opinion, armies should not be taking sides. Imagine if the army here in the United States would side up with the Republicans. Well, it's not going to happen. As it is, it's not going to work in Egypt. Because as it is, the army in the United States is made up of American people. They're not. It's not made up of Martians. It's made up of American people with different political thoughts and opinions. So an army chief cannot come and say, oh, Republicans, you know, I'm with the Republicans against the Democrats. And then he goes, okay, I want a mandate, and all the Republicans go out in the streets. And he goes, okay, you see, I got all the people. As if all the people? Just one faction? What about the other political opinions? Is the United States doing anything about it? Of course not. Because that's exactly what it wanted. It wanted to remove Mubarak, send the country into chaos, hoping that there will be a civil war. And if things continue the way they are, Israel won, United States implemented creation of a civil war in Egypt. The creation of a civil war in Egypt. Now, the United States and Israel would not have allowed. Well, I tell you what, I only have like 1 minute left. I'm going to go to Chris in Las Vegas because we're about at the end of the program. Chris.
All right. Well, Dr. Hashim, as you speak, I can't help but notice the parallels in the precise same tactics we see employed here in America. We may have different names for the groups that are being posed against one another to create the diversions and the disruptions, the chaos, half-order chaos, as they speak. But it appears to me that we have actors posing as terrorists and trying to replicate the opposition parties to the present administrations rather than actual people in the country in many cases.
You're right. You're right. That's why I said we don't know where they get these pictures. We don't even know who those people are. They could be part of the government.
Well, it would certainly seem to me these are the exact same tactics or communist show trial theater presentations to jet up and stir up disruption and chaos to try to bring about the change in administrations and policies that they wish to invoke by the ones controlling the strings of the governments that are in power both here and there.
Well, Chris, unfortunately we have only 60 seconds left. I appreciate the call, but I have to mention this. Many of the intellectuals in Egypt have said that the army asked them to sign a document. This is before they removed Morsi. They have asked many of the intellectuals in that country to sign a document asking the army to interfere. So the army actually is the one who pressured many people to sign this document as a mandate for the army to interfere back in on the 29th of June, which was about a month ago. So what Chris is saying, it's these are the actors for that regime to give the impression that, hey, look, there are terrorists. We need to go get them out. Anyway, that's all we have for you today. And if you liked what we did, please write down the website and save it for next week. Give it to all your friends so more people can be educated. That's all we have for you. And all I can say now is go do the right thing. See you next week.
This is from the old school, new school.